Hello, welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Sammy.
I'm Jordana, and we are here after the hometown dates and after the first week of Bachelor Winter Games.
Yeah.
Can I just say that The Bachelor has now has 6 hours a week of programming?
Yeah, next week when it's on two nights in a row, and then Tuesday for the Winter Games, it is on three nights.
Games is on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I don't know
what they're doing with that.
Unless
next week it's not. I don't know.
So Bachelor is now on for more than half of the week.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like absurd.
That is like crazy. That is like living in a totalitarian Bachelor state. Literally.
It's too much Bachelor for me, I have to say. It's too much. I can't take it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, okay, I just read Bachelor Nation, which is an amazing expose about behind the scenes of The Bachelor, which is coming out, I think, March 6th. And it is like...
And Amy, the writer, is going to be on The Bachelor.
Yeah, so you guys should really look forward to it. It has so much juicy info, and it's just like really insane. They managed to create this like alternate world within the regular world. Right. And it's just like this crazy place. And now we're all living in it. And yeah, we even like have a podcast devoted to it.
It's almost like a controlled like experiment, really.
Right. That's
you can
exactly.
manipulate all the subjects. It's kind of fucked up.
Right. And all the people who are watching it. How like...
So I watched Bachelor Winter Games. I didn't really love it because like, I don't know. I didn't like the people on it. I also feel like there's something more enjoyable about... There's like too many of them maybe. And like, I prefer the format of Bachelor in Paradise where they're like...
Just on spring break, basically.
And like everyone has to give, well, they have that in the second one where you have to give a rose to someone to have them stay. But the first episode, they made everyone like vote off the least desirable character, which I thought was like kind of fucked up. Like, it's kind of like mean.
Yeah. It's like an anti-popularity contest.
Yeah. And I have to say that they voted off like the majority of the black candidates in the very first round. And I thought that was like a little awkward.
Well, you know, if there's one thing that The Bachelor has never been criticized for, it's being racist.
Exactly.
Okay. I have not fully watched the Winter Games. My only experience of it was about 10 minutes when I was completely wasted. And what it sort of reminded me of was like a parody of like a 90s game show.
Yeah, the beginning thing was so awkward with all the different countries, but there's like one girl from like every other country besides America. It's like very awkward. It's like, here's the worst people from every nation.
Yeah, it's also like they can't speak English. It's incredibly ethnocentric. And it's also like, that was so...
Yeah, there's one, I forgot, there was an Asian girl. I'm sorry, I forgot which country she is from. But she could not speak any English. And Ben Higgins is supposedly like keeps picking her because like, I don't know what's wrong with him.
It's like, let's just like, we've mocked so many people on our regular shows that now we have to like go even lower and mock people who can't even speak our language and know that we're mocking
it's
them.
Totally absurd. It is entertaining in like a weird way just because I hate everyone on it, so there's not even one person that I'm like rooting for. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like it's kind of better when it's like warm outside.
Yeah.
And I have to... Okay, so going back to this Bachelor, like the thing that makes me so uncomfortable about the Bachelor and like their like minority issue, mm-hmm. is that it seems like so the black candidates really just get like, they get far enough for ABC to like not be in trouble. Mm-hmm. But you always know that like there was never anyone's intention for them to win, which is almost like the more fucked up part than if they like had none. Mm-hmm. It's like they have them and like it's very clear that the people get far enough that it's like,
we did our duty.
Right. We did our duty. And like it's almost so that they can prove to the world that they're not choosing based on like color. But like they clearly are, like, and I think it's like, I think it makes me more uncomfortable than if they just said that.
Right. Well, one of the things that I remember in the book, and I don't want to quote this incorrectly, but I think the impression that I got from it was that the producers, like the people who basically put on The Bachelor, they excuse this by saying like, well, no one wants to see them. Like, this is just not our audience. That audience is elsewhere. And it's like, okay, like that could make
sense.
So
then just say that.
Right. But they're afraid to say that because they would get heat for saying that.
Right. Well, I think it's more awkward for them and more like fucked up for them to be like, we're going to put like our necessary amount of black girls in every round. And like, they're all going to be gone before the hometowns. And then like, but like, it's just because he didn't prefer that, he had a stronger connection with someone else. And then you see him on a date, Ari on a date with like Lauren B, who clearly is like, does not speak. They have no connection. It's like very clearly visible. And then you have him like on another date with CN, who he takes on the second one-on-one because like he's trying to prove a point, mm-hmm. or the bachelor is trying to prove a point with no intention of ever keeping her. Because if he said himself, the date went really well. I had a great day, which is not what he said with Lauren. Mm-hmm. So it's like he had no intention of ever keeping her, which I think is like the fucked up part. They like thought they were doing their job by picking Rachel Lindsay, who also picked a white guy, which is like, that's fine. I mean, there are obviously more black candidates on that.
They justify this by saying that they get lower ratings when they have like they apparently like Rachel's I always like I'm like Rachel or Lindsay like her season had like significantly lower ratings. I mean, not even significantly, it was like a million less or something. And it's like, okay, well, like you could either have like do your, you know, the socially conscious thing and have a million less viewers and like, I don't know, God forbid you have like a few less ad dollars or something,
right?
Or you could just like keep feeding us bullshit and mush and like it's just, you know, keep the black girls out. Yeah, it
just goes to show how like Bachelor is completely full of shit.
It is.
So is Ari.
It's terrible.
Anyway, let's get into this week's episode. You guys should watch Bachelor Winter Games. We will talk about them again because they are so absurd.
Yeah. So let's go to the hometown dates. Basically, so the first, who was first? Who was it?
The first episode, the first person.
I can't even remember. Oh, it was Kenzel.
Yeah.
And Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
Kenzel and Kylie.
That was absurd.
Yeah.
Kendall, I don't know. Was Kendall's twin sister. Her sister was like way hotter than her. I feel like maybe she gained some weight on The Bachelor because she looked like a bigger version of her sister whose like skin was not doing as well. I think that's probably because she had like been in this stressful situation. But it's funny because like I think Kendall's very pretty. I still do. But it's like compared to her sister who was not on the show, she looks like a like less worn out version.
Yeah.
Of her.
Yeah. Also, well, I think they're probably fraternal. That was what I got from it. Okay, either way, I do feel like Kylie was really on top of, like, the vibes. Like, Kendall was like, Kylie picks up on really good vibes. And I was like, oh, Kylie's definitely a fucking moron. And then when she was talking, I was like, oh, she nailed it. Like, where Kylie? She was like, Kylie nailed it.
Kylie would be hawking her own fit tea in just a matter of months.
I'm sure she would, but she was very, like, astute in some of the things that she said. Like, she said, like, he's, like, I feel like I sense some distance with you. He doesn't feel like Kendall's person, which I agree. Kendall's way better than him.
Doesn't feel quite as safe.
Yeah, because Kendall is way better than him. I hate how they kind of like try to reduce her to this like taxidermy thing. Like, I get it. She likes taxidermy. The rats are gross. It's disgusting.
The taxidermy thing is disgusting. I really don't understand why anyone would want to do that.
Me either. But
it's
I'm
like
sure
very creepy.
I agree. I completely agree with you.
Not to judge, but it's creepy. I'm judging.
Right. I agree with you. But my point is not whether or not taxidermy is gross, which it is. It's the fact that like they kind of like reduce her to this so that most of the people watching will feel like you like will be like, oh, she's like such a weirdo. And then they'll only think about her as this like taxidermy weirdo instead of listening to like the substance that's coming out of her mouth, which is actually like really good, much better than Lauren and Tia, who like literally is like, in my opinion, I don't think he really makes sense with those other girls. It's like, no one fucking asked you, Tia.
Right. But also like Kari doesn't want a smart girl who's like insightful. So I don't see it working out for Kendall.
I also, right. Kendall will find someone way better. But I also don't find Ari to even be ready to settle down at all. I don't think he should be with any of these people. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't really have a connection with them. His best connection was with Becca M.
Yeah, I mean,
who's too young.
Right, because he has, like, the brain of, like, a guy who's 23. Ape.
Yeah.
Right. Also, it was really funny. There was one point when he was talking about, like, Kendall to her family, and he's like, yeah, when you have conversations, it's awesome. Like, that's not how someone describes their connection with someone. Like, when we interact, it's great. Like, that doesn't even mean anything.
Right. He also said the same thing to every single family. Like, I'm falling for her. He asked for all their blessings, I think. I think he asked for all of them.
Moving on to Tia, I actually noticed that he didn't ask.
Right. I think he was the only one he didn't ask.
Well, maybe that was why. I think her family scared the shit out of him. They look like they're from True Blood, and they were like kind of scaring
me. The brother looks like Woody Harrelson.
Her brother
But with some
not to be inappropriate, but her brother looks like he has like a collection of Nazi paraphernalia.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna go there, but I guess we will. Yeah,
he just like gave me that vibe, like he has a basement full of Nazi war medals.
Yeah, do you know that that's, do you remember the movie Rat Race and that scene where they end up in like the Holocaust the Nazi museum?
I haven't seen the movie in like 15 years, so okay. I don't remember, but
okay, that is a very random reference, I know. But I, that is like what I picture him as, like, you know, the guard there.
Yeah, I could just sort of imagine like Ari like at Tia's house just being like, I can't possibly, I'm like from like a high class Swedish family. Like I can't possibly be marrying into this family where they toast with mini hot dogs.
Oh my God.
Did you see that?
Oh my God. Yeah. Also like when they arrived and they did their like run, jump, hug, and they were like, it was literally in like the middle of a forest. And he's like, I'm in Wiener. It's like, you're in a fucking clearing right now. Like of a forest. You're not in a town.
I think Ari's a little pretentious. I don't think he's that pretentious because he's on The Bachelor, but I think he's a little pretentious and he was not going to be having Tia's family.
He's a fine Dutchman.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like Tia was trying to get him to say that he loves her. Like she was trying really hard.
I thought Tia was going to win, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. I thought she was like.
Why?
I thought pretty. She had that like Raven connection. She's like pretty. She's like a little outspoken. She also has a tattoo just like Ari.
Yeah. Hers is big.
It's like an owl or something. I don't know.
What I didn't like about her is that if she had just stuck to her own personality mm-hmm. and not basically built her entire connection on like talking shit about Becca or talking shit about who else did she talk about? I don't remember. Being like she spent so much time, I feel, being like, it doesn't make sense for him to be with this person. It doesn't make sense for him to be with this person. Like, okay, like when
love
did
makes
it,
no sense yeah, to you.
Right. Like since when
love
is
conquers
like,
all to you.
Yeah. Like since when is who someone's going to date going to be like contingent upon like you thinking that it makes sense. Like,
here's the real reason I think Tia was like crying hysterically. I think she wants to be the next Bachelorette. I think she got out a little early for that.
I agree, but she can go on Paradise and you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you never know 5 years down the line who they could desperately want to bring back.
I could see her being a Paradise girl.
Definitely. Tia is like, if she were, okay, there's two types of girls on The Bachelor, in my opinion. There's the Laurens, the blondes that mm-hmm. have like nothing going on. And then there's the Tias, the like feisty brunettes who are like down to cause
the
a problem.
The Courtney Robertsons.
Yes, like the Courtney Robertsons who are really pretty. They're very like, they're feisty. Like they'll talk mm-hmm. shit about people like very easily. They kind of like let their personality speak for them but they're also very pretty as opposed to like the Laurens who like never
just
keep their mouth shut and are like super sweet and non-offensive,
right?
But very, very, very boring.
Yeah.
Bye, Tia.
She was very, very sad. Well, I'm sure she'll find love in Paradise.
Yeah, as one does.
It was kind of sad when people get rejected and their like worst insecurities come out, and she's just like, I'm not worthy. She's like, it's not about worth, and that was like almost the smartest thing that he said. It's about like a connection,
right?
That really does hit the big pain caused by any breakup is like the worthiness thing,
right? But that's what I think she didn't get. Is that she kept trying to like make it be like I make the
I deserve
most, the, right, I deserve yeah. this. It's like she should get out because she doesn't deserve right. it. I should say because like I deserve it. I'm the best like candidate on paper. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, that's your opinion,
right? That's not like a healthy way of looking at
relationships, right? I think that she's gonna have to get over that, Tia. Mm-hmm. I hope you are listening because that would probably help you. You're a very, very good catch, other than the fact that you seem to think that relationships are some sort of like common sense thing and that you'll get anywhere by talking about the other prospects.
She's a little bit annoying.
Instead of standing for yourself.
Yeah.
You're very worthy, Tia. You're great. It wasn't your fault.
You was kind.
You was smart. You is important.
Becca, I have to say Becca is the sleeper hit of the season. I like keep forgetting she's on the show.
Yeah.
When someone I'm thinking like who's in the final four, I always forget that she made it that far.
Me too.
I like don't really understand why she's there. I guess maybe they have like a real thing.
Yeah, they're not showing it very much because like it just seems very generic, their whole mm-hmm. their whole
there's
thing.
Not interesting at all. She could be a sleeper hit.
But then again, maybe the problem is not her, it's Ari. Maybe that's why their connection seems like lame and shallow, because he is lame and shallow with the girl.
But I almost think, I feel like his might be the most authentic with her, because she's like, I don't think she's really as pretty as the other ones.
I think she is. She's just like more like, I think she is very pretty. I just think she's maybe not the most camera pretty.
Perhaps. I don't know. I'm not, I would never really, hot. I never really understood the Becca K thing.
She's not hot. She's pretty.
Okay.
I think she looks like Bella Hadid, just less exotic a little bit.
I don't see it. Maybe it's just,
it's distorted, like the long distorted nose, back of the you. Long face.
Yeah.
Can you believe they went apple picking and she isn't even going to get an Instagram out of that?
I'm sure she has a picture from production that she will now post after the show. Have you looked at her Instagram?
No. Do you follow her?
No, I don't follow anyone.
Me either.
I like to totally like pretend these people don't exist when I'm not watching the show.
I tend to follow them like after the season.
I followed Rachel because she seemed like normal and she had like 5 posts before The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, she's like, doesn't give a shit. I like that.
I kind of follow if I just like come across them, then I'll follow. It's like, you know,
I follow for 50 discount codes.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't?
Exactly. Do you also notice that Ari gets like when he's talking to someone's like male relative, he becomes more feminine?
Yeah.
He has this like, he's almost like regressing.
I think that's anytime he feels threatened or intimidated that he gets like that.
Do you know
that.
What I mean? It's like some weird like.
He got like mannerisms. That with the girls. He's also like that with girls who are like a little stronger. Mm-hmm. Like he gets very like, his hands get all weird. His like, right. he gets very like, I think he gets intimidated by people who are smart or right. strong.
I don't want to equate being feminine with being childlike, but he does get like more childlike mannerisms where he's like retreating into his body or something.
Okay. I guess I see it. Yeah, I think it's like he just comes off a little bit weaker and less confident.
Yeah.
Which I guess could be more childlike.
It's awkward. But
and
yeah.
more feminine, of course.
I thought Becca's mom gave a really good speech where she was like, I'm not giving you my blessing, but I'm just going to say that like I trust my daughter and like if she wants to do this, like I'm fine with that. But I'm not like, I don't know you well enough to like tell you. I'm like, chill with this.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a very solid speech. Her uncle was scary.
Yeah. Well, I feel like her uncle was probably like more intense than he would have been if her dad was there, because if her dad was there, he could have like been the bad guy. But I feel like the uncle probably felt like an extra duty mm-hmm. to like protect her because of the situation, because her dad wasn't there. But I felt that was like really sad. Like imagine like the like going on The Bachelor and then like bringing like the first time you see your family or speak to your family after months after like you had your like dad pass away from like a really horrible disease is like, you bring this guy home and then they're all trying to like, I don't know, play along with this game show.
Yeah.
And it's
well,
like,
I think the families this season were way more like giving them like tough shit.
You think?
Yeah. I feel like they were like, no one really was like, oh, we love Ari. He's amazing. Like blah, blah, blah. I feel like everyone had like a little bit of a critical eye out for him.
I think they were all, but none of them were that bad either. None of them were like straight up.
There
like,
was no Desiree's brother, but.
Right. I think there was, right. There was no one terrible and there was no one in love with him. They were all just skeptical.
Right.
But that doesn't do anything.
I actually kind of feel like the one thing we talk about all this shit about The Bachelor, the one thing The Bachelor actually is good for is kind of showing you like a little bit of like a good sampling of America. A little bit.
White people.
A little sampling of white America. And that, you know what I mean? Like most people do live like Becca's family in Minneapolis or like, where was Kendall's family?
I don't remember.
There? I don't remember.
Arkansas?
They were in like, or like Tia's family in Arkansas. Where like,
well, she was in Alabama.
No, she's in Arkansas. I thought.
I don't remember.
I think she's Arkansas.
I think it was like Arkansas, Alabama, Minneapolis.
Yeah. And I'm just like,
that's not a state, like, but
it doesn't look like any of the homes that I remember, like with the Mallards, even with Becca's family and her, she was like, her dad was like a great, the first way, it was also kind of weird when the uncle describes the dad, he's like, yeah, like he was, her dad was like amazing, he was a great hunter, like he carved all these mallards himself. I was like,
oh my god, do you know anyone whose parents hunt
or carve mallards or have a mallard?
Yeah,
no.
Right, exactly. We've
that's
never,
what I'm saying. I was like, this is like, and that is like a big compliment in their world.
Yeah.
That they're able to do all these things. It's like, just to show you like the totally right. different like way of life of people who live outside of New York and California.
Yeah. Our people would be like, oh, he's amazing at making money. And right. she's amazing at like going to the gym.
He's an amazing banker.
Yeah. Lawyer.
She's the most vegan.
She's the biggest cardiothoracic surgeon around. Like, yeah.
Okay.
We come from a different place.
Lauren.
Lauren.
Her family was as quiet and creepy as her.
Yeah, she's, I do not like Lauren. The more I see Lauren, I'm like, you are just so the worst.
I feel like he's going out with, you know, one of those like sex blow up toys. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that's, he's going horse. The horseback riding looked really fun. I really wanted to do that.
I hate how they do these stupid activities. Just like go eat lunch somewhere.
Yeah, it looks like, it was like stupid, but like, I'm like, oh, like, I don't want to do that one.
Yeah.
Horseback riding on the beach. It was like really pretty.
Right.
Great Instagram.
You should have done that like in one of your vacations though.
I know.
Great Instagram. Also apple picking. Like, you didn't need to go apple picking. You could have just sat and talked. I would have been just as happy. But they probably can't do that because they don't know each other that well.
Yeah, great.
Like, imagine.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you weren't, I can't imagine the two of them like chilling, watching Netflix all day.
Imagine like going on The Bachelor. You spend probably 8 to 10 like intimate hours total with this person within the context of a house where people are trying to like steal time from you. And then you like go home and then he comes there. I feel like I would be like, I feel like going home would like bring you out of the like experience of it. And you could be like, what the fuck was I thinking? But they still somehow are able to...
Right. Well, hopefully you have a family that just knocks some sense into you.
Well, that doesn't ever happen.
Well, with Catherine, I remember, which is funny because like that's like one of the more successful Bachelor stories. Mm-hmm. I remember him coming to her house and her sisters were like, we thought you were like, this was like a joke. Like, you're not like serious, right? Like,
right.
We thought you were doing this like as a joke.
That's what everyone wants to say.
Right. So I'm saying, I remember like loving that hometown because I was like, oh, her family is like normal. They're like... You're not like really saying you like love this guy. Like, are you joking? Like,
right.
The cameras, like, right. But
I like Sean and Catherine. That worked because I think they were two people who were actually
Catherine
pretty.
Catherine was also a sleeper hit.
I think the reason that they lasted is because the two of them were both individually genuinely focused on like a good relationship and marriage. So when he did pick her, it was able to have like it was able to work.
Right.
After. Whereas like you have like a, what was her name? Vanessa and Nick. Neither one of those people was like really looking for love. Sean Lowe was like a born again virgin. He was like ready to get married.
Yeah. He wasn't here for the sex.
Yeah. Like, and yeah. And in the book, it says he really did not have sex in the fantasy suites.
I believe that. I think he's like a man. It's kind of weird that he like, it's almost weird. Cause it's like, I'm always surprised when the people seem like sort of legit, like non like. Like hypocritical people, because it's like, why are you on the show?
Right.
It's like the act of being on the show makes me think of them like that they can't be normal.
But not everybody, right? I mean, who's normal? Is anyone in this world normal?
No, but some people like wouldn't go on The Bachelor.
Right, like us. Right. I would never go on reality TV. I just feel like you're submitting yourself to being fucked over so hard.
Some people have those personalities where they're like, I'm gonna shine.
You're not people, though.
Sometimes the people who people, sometimes people do.
Okay, Lisa Vanderpump, I would say, is like one person who really shined.
I don't know. I kind of think she looks like an asshole.
Now she does, right? Exactly. She's the kind of person who like you would think would shine.
Well, it's almost like you have to cash in when you're up.
Right. And then Bethany, Bethany, like now, she, like in the beginning, she seemed like so great and amazing. She capitalized on it. And now she kind of just comes off bitchy. And like,
she's always been kind of a bitch.
Right. But it's about how the image evolves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
None of this is real.
What?
Okay. I mean,
let's do some games.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather date someone who does taxidermy or someone who does not speak at all?
Like they're mute completely?
No, they like answer you, but like not. They're like Lauren B.
I would rather date a taxidermy person because I can get over weird small things about someone. I cannot get over fundamental personality flaws.
It's a good answer.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Thank you.
Although taxidermy is really fucking creepy.
It is really creepy, but it's not like murder.
Fair. It's not
They're
murder.
Already dead.
It's not murder.
Okay. It's weird. It's weird, but like that's a cultural thing. You like,
is it
for her? Like, do you know anyone who does taxidermy?
No,
the same way you don't know anyone who hunts. I'm sure she didn't like pick up that that hobby.
Yeah, I
like,
guess it might be a
I don't think she
thing.
Sought that hobby out. Like people don't just like get
Kendall
involved in
Kendall and
Kylie
weird just
things.
Doing taxidermy casually. Why the? I don't understand. Like, is this a total coincidence that she and her twin are named Kendall and Kylie? How old are
they? Yeah, they're older than the Jenners.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I mean, great minds think alike.
Totally,
Kendall's
totally.
Parents and Kris Jenner.
I bet you. I bet you Kylie comes on Paradise.
Oh my God. Oh, the other Kylie.
Yeah.
Oh, so it could be like the twins, like
the new twins.
Remember the twins?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Kylie would be like, this isn't for me. I feel like even Kendall was like, I'm just going out there to have a new experience and we'll see how it goes.
You have not seen the last of Kendall. She'll be back. Even, I mean, she's still on the show. Who do you think is going to win? You know? Do you know who's going to win? Okay. Well, then I'm not going to ask.
It's an interesting ending, I hear.
All right.
That's
well,
all I'll say.
Don't tell the
I'll be honest.
Listeners.
Okay. I know, but the two times that I've been told by one of our employees, I was drunk both of the times and I don't remember exactly the situation.
If someone wants to know, they can Google it. It's really not that hard to find out. Spoilers. Yeah. Shoot BFF party with Lauren B, Becca, Kendall.
Shoot Lauren. Sorry,
Lauren.
I always do shoot first because it's always easiest to figure out which one you dislike the most. Party with Becca and be BFF with Kendall.
She feels like she's the most to say.
She has the most substance. It's yeah. like I can appreciate when someone goes on the show and they have like feeling, not feeling, like there's something like they actually thought about what's coming out of their mouth before it does.
That's fair.
As a person who myself sometimes doesn't do that, I can respect that in others.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Who do you think is being the next Bachelorette? Actually, you can't say either because you know who's going to win.
I don't know if it even matters based on that.
Well, I haven't seen it. And like, I hope Lauren B. isn't the next Bachelorette.
Oh my. What would she say? What would she say?
She would just be like, they're like a generic little puppet. She'd be perfect for the show.
No, I think she'd be terrible because she's so boring. And I feel like literally when I watch her, her eyes are falling asleep and like so are mine.
I really hope it's not Tia.
What if it was? What would you do?
I'd be like really annoyed and then I get over it because I don't really care because this is my life.
But I think that I almost feel like we could make this like our podcasts and our recaps and all our commentary is better when you dislike the person.
That's true. And Ari like, got a lot out of
that's
Ari.
What I live for.
That's true. No one likes a happy, well-adjusted candidate.
It's true.
Okay, last question. Would you rather be on a date with someone who had been on Bachelor Winter Games or someone who's made out with their sibling before?
Bachelor Winter Games. Yeah. I don't know.
I think I'd pick
Why did they make out with their sibling?
Dare.
Dare?
It was a dare.
One time?
Yeah.
Then the sibling. Okay.
I think I'd prefer the sibling
too. What if they made out with their sibling to... because they genuinely wanted to like try it out. Then I'd go Bachelor. Like yeah. If someone was like, I'm attracted. I want to see how this goes. I would pick the Bachelor person. If it was like a dare, then, and they won like $1 billion for it, I'd definitely pick.
If it was a dare and they were like young and it was like a really weird experience, I'd be Bachelor Winter Games are absurd. You have to watch them. Everyone on it is just like a joke. I can't take it.
There's so many things.
Even Ben Higgins, I'm very disappointed in you. I once respected you. I thought you were
great.
Did
you?
I liked Ben Higgins. I was like, oh, I was really excited when he was the Bachelor.
Because he has a pretty face.
He does. He has gay face. I like it. I'm afraid to admit
it's okay. It's okay. It's a Luke.
He seemed normal.
I'm
very disappointed in him.
Okay. I just want to give a note on gay face. I once read this study that it was like the most attractive men are men that look the most like women. Like women tend to find more feminine
women are definitely
looking.
More beautiful than men.
Right. So I actually don't think that it like it is a bad thing to like gay face. I actually kind of like gay face, not as much as you, but love I do too. Face. Right. It's like it's attractive.
It is
very pretty.
Yeah.
You're
thanks.
Like so pretty. Ben.
Hope we get more gay face candidates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's all we have for today. Tune in next week for I think the
Bachelor.
Two, yeah. We won't be recapping, I guess, the Woman Tell All because that airs on Tuesday night. But
no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. Next week's two nights.
No, it's Sunday and Monday.
Oh, I thought it was Monday and Tuesday.
No, it's Sunday and Monday. And then the Winter Games are on Tuesday and then again on Thursday. So you guys get one night off.
If I'm still alive, I haven't killed myself. You're going to hear all of our recaps. It's going to be amazing.
You'll also hear about that too because yes. It would be on the news. Like local, like social media.
Local Bachelor correspondent
kills herself because it's so
boring.
Too
many hours of Bachelor.
Yeah.
Suicide is not a joke, but I mean,
no,
sort of.
Whatever. No, it is not a joke in general.
Yes.
The amount that The Bachelor is on and how it makes you just feel terrible about life is a joke.
Yes. Anyway, and on that note, before we say anything else,
email us
at bachelor@betches.com. That's BETCHELOR @betches.com.
You guys can figure it out.
Yeah.
It's the name of the podcast, just @betches.com.
Check it out.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Love you.